It's part two of our four-part series on repurposing for social media. And today we're tackling the types of content you can create when repurposing your long-form content. So teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials and episode two of our series on repurposing. Last week, we talked about the why behind long-form content and repurposing it for social media. If you haven't checked that out yet, make sure to go back and give it a listen. It will help set you up for success with the rest of the episodes in this series. Now, today is all about what types of content you can create when repurposing so that you have effective social media content. Because truly, it's one thing to know why it's important to repurpose your long-form content, but it's a whole other thing to actually do it, to actually take that blog post and create five posts for Instagram, or use that podcast episode to create a few reels. So let's dive in. To make repurposing happen, the first step we really need to think about are all of the social media content types we can create, because we want to make sure we are creating a variety of content types so that we reach all of our community members. But when it comes to it, Instagram and even Facebook have a lot of options for content types. So let's break them down first so it feels a little less overwhelming when you get started. So on Instagram and Facebook, you can create static posts, carousel posts, reels, stories, and lives. Now, there are slight differences in some of these types between Instagram and Facebook, but their purpose on each platform really is the same. So I'm going to kind of give you a blanket definition of each, but you might notice that there are some tiny differences if you're using them on one platform or the other. So let's start with static posts. This is just a single image or graphic that is posted to your feed if you're posting it on Instagram, or it'll just show up on your feed if you're posting it on Facebook. Carousel posts, those are multiple images or graphics that viewers can either swipe through on Instagram or they can kind of see all of them together in your post on Facebook. Reels, those are 9x16 videos with audio. And stories, those are short videos, graphics, or images. You can include engagement elements such as polls, question box, sliders. Your followers have access to your stories at the top of their app by clicking on your profile picture. So the main person you're talking to in stories are your followers. And then there are lives. So those are videos you share with your audience in real time. And these can be then like posted to your feed so people can watch them later if you want to. So static post, carousel post, reels, stories, lives, those are your big content types that you have across both of those platforms. Now, with so many options, like I said, it definitely feels overwhelming to take a piece of your long-form content and create all of those smaller pieces of content for social media. So let's talk about a few examples of what type of content works well for those different pieces that you typically include in your long-form content. Because if you just try to like open up your blog post and say, I'm going to create five Instagram posts from this blog post, and you look at all of that text and all of those visuals, and you're like, how the heck do I even take this thing and break it down? So having some options in your head and go-tos in your mind can help take the mental energy out of this task and make it easier for you. The main content you're going to be focusing on for creating social media will most likely consist of static posts, carousels, and reels. So we're really going to break those down. And we're going to break them down using three long-form content types. So using blogs, using a podcast, or using a YouTube channel. So if you create one of those three, you're going to leave here with some ideas for all of those types. So when creating static posts, you can look for some of these things in your long-form content to feature. Bloggers, you're going to want to look for some powerful quotes about the topic that you're covering. You're going to want to grab maybe some photos or mock-ups that you used in your blog that you are promoting in that blog. And you might also reflect on some of those main ideas. Maybe you jotted them down in your draft and you can use those to create an infographic single image for those static posts. If you're a podcaster, all of those options I mentioned above are great for you as well. You'll just kind of have to listen to the episode versus kind of scanning a blog post. And also, you can use static posts as a way to promote individual episodes, so creating a graphic promo for each episode. And you can also use it for audiograms, which I still look at as a static post, even though I believe Instagram is going the way of posting them as reels, so they can kind of fall under each if you would like. Now, if you have a YouTube channel, you can use a combination of the ideas that I just listed. Especially the blog ideas would work well for you. You might just have a little more graphics creation to do as your content is video-based and it doesn't really include any static images that you would be pulling from, like, say, a blog post, but you can still use those ideas. Okay, now when you are creating carousel posts, you can look for these things in your long-form content to feature. If you're a blogger, look for places where you have steps, procedures, or lists. Those make great carousels because you can put one on each slide of the carousel. Also, take a look at your subheadings throughout the blog post. Those show your kind of subtopics or ideas that are included in that content. Again, you could potentially put one of those on each carousel in order to entice people to go and read the full blog. If you're a podcaster or a YouTuber, again, steps or procedures and lists that you gave in that episode or video are perfect. Your main talking points of what's included in that episode or video as well work great as carousel posts. And finally, when you're creating reels, people I feel like think this one is harder, but there are things you can pull from each of these to create your reels. If you're a blogger, share big takeaways from your blog post. What should people be learning from your blog post? Again, share your list, steps, or procedures timed to that trending audio. You can do kind of like a talking head reel and give a summary of your blog post so that people can go and learn more. And you can also create videos of the resources you mentioned, whether those are free or paid resources. If you're promoting them in that blog post, just create a quick video of them, and you can also be promoting them over on Instagram or Facebook. Now, if you create YouTube videos or record a podcast, you can use all of those options as well. But if you're a podcaster, use clips from your guest interviews if you record the video for them. Those make really great reels for podcasters. And if you're a YouTuber, reels are probably actually the easiest form of content for you to make because you can use clips from the longer video to repurpose them as reels and entice people to go to that YouTube video and watch the whole thing. So remember, when creating effective social media content, we want to use a variety of different types, including static posts, carousel posts, and reels especially. No matter what form of long-form content you use, there are parts of it that can be repurposed into all three of these types of social media content, whether it's quotes, lists, or overall summaries. Your long-form content has all the ideas you need and even some of the raw materials to make it happen. Now, here's your challenge. If you have a form of long-form content already, I want you to pick one content type: static post, carousel post, or reel, and create a piece of social media content from your latest piece of long-form content. My biggest suggestion would be to re-listen to this episode as you're reviewing your long-form content so that you can spark some creativity with all of those ideas in the lists that I just gave you, and then make sure to come and share it with me over on Instagram because I'm always so excited to see what all of you create. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.